B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Thanksgiving is coming up on Thursday. It's like the only meal where everybody knows what's supposed to be on the table. Turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, cranberry sauce from the can. There's no refuting this. There's no arguing it.
Is there?
No. There's none.
Okay.
There's none, Canada. There's none.
What's your problem with Canada?
Listen, most Canadians, very great reputation, beautiful. I'm originally from Vermont, almost honorary Canadian. But these people, our friends who we love from Canada, they live in Florida right now. We said, you know, we don't want to fly around. We're just drive down to Sarasota area and spend Thanksgiving. So we get this frantic call from them the other day. Would you guys make the Thanksgiving meal? Because we don't know anything about Thanksgiving. And yet ever since then, I've been arguing with my friend Lauren, the Canadian, because she wants to do fingerling potatoes.
Huh? What?
She wants to do barbacoa, which is a Mexican dish.
What?
You don't do barbacoa at Thanksgiving.
So you, Tad, you and your family are going down to Florida to spend Thanksgiving with this other family who they're down there visiting, but they're originally from Canada.
Originally from Canada. Okay. They are living in Sarasota. I think America is just moving them south until eventually they end up in Cuba. Because they're as far from them. I mean, do not give these people citizenship.
It's because they want to eat barbacoa on
barbacoa.
I can't even say this stuff.
I said, Lauren, what about cranberry sauce in the can? And she made a face. And I'm like, this trip is canceled.
I don't blame her there.
You what?
I don't blame her with the cranberry sauce in the face. I'd make the face too.
It's in the lines. But there could be a situation where odd things are on people's Thanksgiving table.
Yeah, it turns out we've been talking about it this morning. Like, Aaron and Marietta, you're not even having turkey. What in the world will you eat instead?
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf. Why are you having meatloaf?
I'm going to be spending the day with my boyfriend and his mother, and she's very non-traditional. And I've made meatloaf several times for him, and he always raves about it. So she said, I want to try this famous meatloaf of yours. So, and then Friday, we're spending the day with my family. So we're going to have the leftover turkey sandwiches, which is my favorite part anyway. So,
you tell your boyfriend's mom that you'll be glad to make her meatloaf all other 364 days
right?
of the year.
On any day but Thanksgiving.
Sheesh. Will in Woodstock.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Y'all doing all right?
Well, no, because Thanksgiving's in jeopardy. The Canadians are trying to ruin it with the fingerling potatoes. Yeah, so no,
they
nothing
play,
is good.
They want to play hockey too, apparently, right, Tad?
All of the maple syrup.
Right. They want to like be nice and friendly to people.
Yeah, but it sounds like Will, you are you're doing the opposite. Like if the Canadians are trying to infiltrate with their weirdo northern stuff, you're doing the weirdo southern stuff.
Oh, yeah. Low country boil is what we're having this Thanksgiving. And we
Ooh.
Always. Have, yeah, just easier. And everybody seems to enjoy it. Less mess. It's all kind of thrown together in a pot.
Less mess.
It just makes everything easier on the whole cleanup duty.
Isn't it the low country boil? Don't you dump that whole thing onto newspapers?
That's a newer thing. Usually you just grab it out of a bowl.
What do they do now with the decline of newspaper readership? Do they just dump their low country boil on a bunch of iPads? You would think that if you were spending Thanksgiving and you were from another country, that you would lean on the Americans to tell you what we're serving for Thanksgiving.
Right.
Which is why I've got problems with my Canadian friends who are insisting that we have fingerling potatoes instead of the mash, that we have barbacoa.
No.
Justin Bieber and Alanis Morissette are on hold, Tad. They want to talk to you. They're not happy right now.
Canada has their own Thanksgiving, but it's not this Thursday.
Right.
404-741-0985. What kinds of nonsense is on your Thanksgiving table that's probably not on anybody else's table?
Tracy Stabley said that she did hot dogs and hamburgers one year because they were short on money.
But
it turned out to be like the best Thanksgiving they ever had.
And have they continued to do it every year since? That's the test.
Yeah. They have.
Crazy.
Tyler Roper says they do lasagna every year.
I've heard that. I've heard of that being a thing. Lasagna? Yep.
Because you know what? After like the turkey and the stuffing and all of that, you're really kind of hungry and you really crave carbs.
More
right?
carbs.
Yeah.
All of the carbs. And then my favorite, Susan Stewart Davis, says that they throw out the turkey altogether and they go with the Thanksgiving lobster, chowder, and steamers.
Okay, I want to retract all previous statements.
Ooh,
I think that sounds
you,
like the best Thanksgiving ever.
Oh, yeah. Definitely when our founding fathers were like, you know what we want? We need to come together is bug meat and butter.
That's what 404-741-0985. It's Kathy and Marietta.
Yeah, I was just going to say my dad was dating this woman, and they ended up marrying, but we had Thanksgiving at the house, and you know how you always have the same thing at Thanksgiving?
Right. Yeah.
And she made stuffing with raisins.
What? Who makes stuffing with raisins?
Well, that's what we said. We acted the same way. She didn't talk to us for a month because it became such a huge issue at the dinner table.
I mean, raisins are better than giblets. I can't say. When people decide to put the giblets in the stuffing, I mean, that gives me anxiety about stuffing.
Well, and the good news is if you let the stuffing, like, dry, you let it sit out and it's got the raisins in it, you got raisin bran. I mean, isn't that exactly what it is?
Ew.
Wow, I never thought of that.
Yeah, just pour some milk on that.
Right, yeah.
Hints of rosemary in there. Delicious.
So is this
fiber?
Does it continue then? Like, so the stuffing, raisins, your dad was dating this woman. You said they got married, right?
Yes.
And has this continued on? Do you have more stuffings with raisins?
We never ate there again. We were never invited again.
You were never invited?
Never.
Wow.
No.
Do you want to come on Forgive and Forget, our feature every weekday morning at 7, and we can work this out?
No, because I think she needs to be forgiven. No, I'm just kidding.
So we could call her and be like, is there anybody you want to apologize to?
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
Good morning. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters, clouds, showers clearing out, sunshine, windy for most of the day, believe it or not, with a high of 58. What's going on, Kara?
If you're headed to the airport this week, it might be a good idea to leave the firearms at home. I don't know if you heard about what happened over at Hartsfield-Jackson over the weekend, but chaos absolutely erupted when a passenger was about to have his bag checked, forgot his firearm was there. When he reached for it, it discharged and scared the bejesus out of everybody. So he ran out of there. Police are still looking for him. Apparently, he's not supposed to have a firearm in the first place.
Yeah.
So he's facing all kinds of charges. On a happier note, have you guys ever seen one of those monarch butterflies? They're the really pretty ones that are like black and white and orange.
Mm-hmm.
So the Georgia Department of Natural Resources wants our help in tracking these beauties over the winter. Their populations have declined pretty drastically over the last 2 decades, and researchers want to hear about any sightings that we have over the winter months. So you can get more information and report any sightings that you have at journeynorth.org.
Now, if I find one of these monarch butterflies, mm-hmm. should I try to lasso it and pin it down so I can tag its little
legs? I wouldn't do that because they want to like preserve the species because they're almost endangered. So that's why they're doing
right.
the research.
No, I would just like put a label on it or something and mark it. Just like Tad found this in Brookhaven and then run along.
Yeah, maybe take a picture and send that picture to the journeynorth.org. And yeah, that would be sufficient.
Okay.
But a fun thing to do with the kids if you're out, you know, taking a walk and you spot one of these, it's a cool little thing to do.
Are they willing to pay for the monarch butterfly? Like if I were to capture it and hold it hostage?
No,
say,
again,
hey,
we're not trying to capture.
Like,
we're trying to
butterfly.
Like,
you can leave 2 seconds. Okay.
No.
I have a specific set of skills.
So last night was the big American Music Awards. We had the hilariously outspoken Miss Cardi B host the show, and she was actually pretty good, especially when she spotted JoJo Siwa in the crowd.
My husband, he was trying to get JoJo Siwa, right, for my daughter's birthday party, but she is booked and busy. So JoJo Siwa, could you please come see my daughter on Christmas? I know you cost a lot of money. Let me tell you something. Y'all rappers don't got nothing on JoJo Siwa.
JoJo Siwa's like, what am I, Santa Claus now? Yeah. I got to come see your kids on Christmas?
She was loving it in the crowd. And then there was this cool little battle of the bands between New Kids on the Block and New Edition. You got the price tag.
Ha 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 ha!
It was so good to see all those guys up there. They still had the moves. Their voices still sounded That's amazing. Cool.
Is Bobby Brown still in New Edition?
He was up there killing it, man.
Are you guys ready to play Beat Shazam?
Let's do it.
Drex and Kara going head-to-head here. 5 seconds to name the song, artist, and title. And this week's category for Beat Shazam is thankfulness and gratitude. Of course, Thanksgiving on Thursday. Are you ready, Kara? You're going to start us off here with the easiest one. You don't even need to give me the artist for this one.
Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for being a friend. The Golden Girls theme
I
song?
Think that Blanche and all of them sang that song, probably. I found the highest quality version of that song.
Fit rate's a little low.
Drex, your first song. Category is gratitude, thankfulness.
For all those times you stood by me. For all the-
is that Celine Dion? I don't know. For all the times?
It's called Because You Loved
Me.
You did me that when I couldn't. You gave me faith because you believe.
How dare you love those
sudden songs? Because you.
All right, round two. And Drex, you're already behind oh, from geez. Round one. This doesn't get any easier.
Is that Kara. Natalie Merchant? Thank you?
It's Kind and Generous, is the name of the song.
Oh.
This is tough.
This is hard.
So we're tied up at one apiece, right? Or mm-hmm. not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet,
you
no.
have a chance. This is for Drex.
It's not Stan, I know that's for sure. Is it Dido, thank you?
It is, sir. Back on the board. Final round of Beat Shazam. The category for Thanksgiving this week is, you know, thankfulness and appreciation. Are you ready, Kara?
I'm ready.
Here's your last song, toughest round. I know. You'll know the song.
I don't know. I feel like it's an 80s song.
Alanis Morissette, and it's simply called Thank You.
Thank you.
Thank you, end of song. Drex.
Yeah, this is it. I can win.
You can win right here, but I'm telling you, this is going to be tough.
I believe it's Ariana Grande, Thank You, Next.
Congratulations, Drex. Don't worry.
Thank you.
It's the clean version.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
April, you regret texting your best friend's husband.
I wasn't thinking when I sent it, but the more time that goes by, I mean, I have her for maybe 3 weeks.
So Rebecca is your friend, and what's her husband's name?
Paul. We were supposed to get together last week, and I called to confirm, but it just never happened.
Did she not even answer the phone when you called?
No. So, okay.
So, wait, you think you were out of line, though? I mean, what? You just sent a little text.
Well, I was just excited to read on Facebook that he got a job. He's been out of work for maybe over a year.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's nice.
I should have included Rebecca on the text, you know? I mean, keep it above board, you know?
Yeah, I know. I would get kind of weird if some woman, even if they were a friend of ours, sending Ryan a text, just him and not me.
Really?
Right.
Do you and her husband have a past?
I mean, no, not... Yeah.
You don't sound all that confident. What kind of past do you have?
It's So it wasn't the first time that it was text.
But it's all about, like, congratulations on the new job kind of stuff?
For the most part, yes.
All right. I'm just going to come out and ask. April, have you ever sent him dirty pictures?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. But do you value your relationship with Rebecca?
Oh, my goodness. Of course. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
And then more time goes by, you start realizing, like, she's not talking to me now. Maybe I should include her on the text. And you will do that going forward?
I will most definitely do that moving forward.
All right. Hang on. Give us a couple of minutes. We're going to call Rebecca and help you ask her to forgive you for this. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Forgive and forget on B98.5. Is it too late now to say sorry? You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
April texted her friend Rebecca's husband without including Rebecca on the text and feels like maybe that was a big mistake because she hasn't heard from Rebecca. They were supposed to get together last weekend and didn't. And so now April wants our help asking Rebecca to forgive and forget. Sit tight, April. We're going to talk to Rebecca for a minute.
Hello?
Hi, is this Rebecca?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5.
Hi, what's going on, guys?
Hi. Have you spoken to your friend April lately?
No, is she okay?
As far as we know, yeah. Have you lost touch with her?
You guys are kind of scaring me. What's going on?
Well, when's the last time you talked to her?
Maybe like three weeks ago, maybe. I've just been so crazy busy, I haven't had time to call her.
Is that around the time that April had sent a text to your husband?
The one where she said she wanted to make out with him.
Oh.
She said she wanted to make out with your husband in this text that he showed you.
Yeah, I have a screenshot that I was going to send to her.
Wait, Rebecca, this is April. I never, ever said I wanted to do anything with Paul.
Just so you understand what's going on here, Rebecca, is that April called us. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. And she called us because she was feeling bad that she had sent a text to your husband without including you on it. And she said that you haven't been in touch.
When you say you want to make out with someone's husband, you probably wouldn't include them on the text.
Rebecca, what does the text say exactly? Because we don't know what that is.
Let me pull it up. It's right here, actually. It says, I want to kiss you. Good luck. See you this weekend.
What?
April.
Yeah.
No. Wish. I want to wish. Listen, guys,
girl,
I don't know what happened,
messages.
But I meant to say, I want to wish you good luck.
So, like, autocorrect or something changed wish to kiss?
Siri.
Oh, my gosh.
Rebecca, do you take her at her word? That was just an autocorrect situation?
I do. Lord knows I've sent so many ducks to my husband.
get the ducking kids to bed already.
So, Rebecca, April was hoping you would forgive her for texting your husband without including you. This was just a big misunderstanding. And on top of that, she said that she will never, going forward, not include you on whatever text she sends him. So she should never be texting him without you.
That's fine. Girl, you know I love you. It's all good.
Thank you.
Of course I forgive you.
Would you love her if she had meant to kiss your husband?
Well, that's a different discussion.
Just curious.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Brent was in a car accident and got a lawyer that doesn't get paid until he gets paid, but he needs our help asking her to forgive him for not getting paid, even though he got paid. You follow what I'm saying? It's a mess. Forgive and Forget tomorrow morning at 7.
She's in the know about everything happening in pop culture. Can you beat her? It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Who do we have here? Brittany in Loganville?
Yes.
And who else is in the car with you?
I have my kids. I have Chase, Bella, Gracelyn, and Clay.
Holy moly. This is like a family feud.
Yeah.
Can you do us a favor and kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Get out of the studio.
I'm gone, Brittany. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Kara's going to leave the room. We'll ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. We'll bring Kara back in. She'll answer the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she's going to pay you $100. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. Some historians claim that turkey wasn't served at the first Thanksgiving. Instead, it was venison, which is the meat of what animal?
Vulture?
A vulture?
I don't know.
Question number two. Authorities are still looking for the passenger whose firearm went off inside Atlanta Airport on Friday. True or false, the airport straddles Fulton and Clayton County.
True.
Question three. ABC is planning a very boy band holiday special on December 6th. Nick and Drew Lachey will be there, representing what boy band?
NSYNC.
Number four, Bridgerton Season 2 wrap filming. It's expected to be released in early 2022. What's the name of the queen in Bridgerton?
Queen Elizabeth?
Number five, Atlanta Braves star Austin Riley announced he and his wife are expecting their first child. What position does Austin play for the Braves?
Oh, I have no idea.
Want to take a guess? It's in the infield.
Catcher?
Let's bring Kara back in. How did we do?
All right, Brittany and her infield of children struggled a little bit this morning. At least we're going to find out what the right answers are.
When you lose that Tears for Fears, that's only two tickets, so you're going to have to pay handsomely for a sitter. Ready, Kara, for the same questions?
I'm ready.
Number one, some historians claim that turkey wasn't served at the first Thanksgiving. Instead, it was venison.
What?
That's the meat of what animal?
Deer.
Brittany said vulture. Good guess. It was wrong. 1-0.
Number two, authorities are still looking for a passenger whose firearm went off inside of Atlanta Airport on Friday. True or false, airport straddles Fulton and Clayton County.
I think that's true.
It is true. That's what Brittany said. Got her on the board. It's 2-1.
Number three, ABC is planning a very boy band holiday special on December 6th. Nick and Drew Lachey will be there representing what boy band?
98 Degrees.
Brittany said NSYNC. Come on. Give me just one night. Una noche, Brittany. All right. It's 3-1.
Number four, Bridgerton Season 2 wrap filming. It'll probably be released in early 2022. What's the name of the queen in Bridgerton?
Charlotte.
Yeah, Brittany said Elizabeth. Kara's up 4-1.
Finally, number five, Atlanta Braves star Austin Riley is expecting, he and his wife expecting their first child.
Aww.
What position does Austin play for the Braves?
Third base.
Yeah, Brittany said catcher. So you got smoked this morning, Brittany, 5-1. Are you smarter than Kara?
I am not smarter than Kara.
All right, Kara, your new record, 1,162 wins and 38 losses.
Sorry, Brittany.
It's okay.
No cash, but you still get that night out. Two tickets to Tears for Fears, the Tipping Point World Tour, June 12th at Ameris Amphitheater. Tickets are on sale now, livenation.com.
All right.
If you want to shout and let it all out, you'll have another chance to win tomorrow morning, same time on B98.5.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.